In a lot of ways, the conflict in Iraq and Syria goes back at least 100 years, right to World War I. That's what our partners at the Ground Truth Project are exploring in their new series, The 11th Hour. The title is a nod to the end of the First World War, as in the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Tomorrow is the 100th anniversary of the event that triggered that war. It's the day a Serbian nationalist assassinated Archduke Franz Ferdinand on Latin Bridge in Sarajevo, a city that's now better known for the wars in the Balkans. You can still walk over that bridge.
When you stand on that bridge, the Latin Bridge in Sarajevo today, you see a city that's recovering, but you see a city where those nationalisms and those ethnic divisions and those religious divides are very apparent.
That's Charles Sennett of the Ground Truth Project. He's just back from Sarajevo, and he came into our studios to talk with me about what happened 100 years ago and what it unleashed.
It was June 28th, 1914, and the Archduke Franz Ferdinand, the heir to the Austrian throne and the Austro-Hungarian Empire, was visiting Sarajevo. And it was supposed to be a celebrated visit. It was the anniversary of Archduke Ferdinand and his wife, Sophie. It was supposed to be a happy occasion. But as they made their way along the pathway, there was a conspiracy by Serbian nationalists to try to kill the Archduke. And it was botched and failed. And the seven conspirators tried to throw a bomb that was deflected. Another guy couldn't get the bomb out of his pocket. And it came down the street to a point where a young 19-year-old Serb nationalist who was part of this conspiracy had an opportunity, and he reached out and steadied his hand with a very small pistol and fired two bullets that killed both the Archduke and his wife, and then unleashed a reaction to that event, which became a political crisis all through July of 1914 and erupted into a world war in which 20 million people were eventually killed.
There's a lot of sort of chin scratching going on with this 100th anniversary. And for a lot of Americans, they don't know a lot about World War I. But why is it so significant to today's conflicts?
Well, this is a history that is very much alive in the moment we live in. I think you have to be careful not to be so focused on the present that you make all the history of the past sort of fit the moment. But with that caution, there is a sense that right now we live in a moment where the history of World War I is relevant. I mean, this was so clear to me when I was in Sarajevo and watching the BBC and actually seeing the lines of the maps of World War I, which were created by the Sykes-Picot Agreement, which you might remember from your high school history classes. And those lines are consciously being erased by ISIS. So this
Sykes-Picot Agreement you refer to is a famous kind of, well, conversation and then agreement between French and British diplomats to how do we really sort of carve up the world to meet our own interests.
That's exactly right. It was the arrogance, really, and many would say the ignorance of the empires in the midst of war.
1916, I think they
drew
it up.
Right in the middle of the war, when it wasn't even sure who was going to win this. They were talking about how they would control the world in the aftermath. And it's very interesting that in Sykes-Picot, they created essentially the state of Iraq. And they put together Kurds and Sunni and Shia, irregardless of the very tense divisions between them. They didn't respect the history of the tribes and the fault lines that were created within those. And they tried to create what was convenient for the British Empire and the French, and to some extent the Americans, who were also on the winning side of this war. They carved up the world in a way that today many of the insurgencies that we read about, including ISIS, the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, they view those lines as blasphemy. They believe they are a thwarting of their Islamic history, and they're intent on overriding those lines. So while I'm there in Sarajevo covering the anniversary of the history of World War I, ISIS is pouring over from Syria into Iraq while live tweeting on hashtag SykesPicotOver, which began to burn up online. You can't help but feel the history of World War I is very, very present in the conflicts we're facing today.
What I find interesting is that what World War I wrought, in many respects, the boundaries that were created kind of hung in there for a long time. I mean, with the exception of Arab-Israeli conflict, a lot of them kind of held for a long time. And to me, that's as interesting as anything else.
That is a very keen observation. I think you're exactly right, that those lines have held. And I think you could argue they've held because of the convenience and the partnership, if you will, between those imperial powers who imposed them and the local tribes who would control and grow wealthy from the oil upon which those lines were largely based. That tension between President Wilson's promise of, you know, the sense that there will be self-determination for these nations versus the expression of imperialism that came in the way they drew the maps, that tension, even though those lines held, has been there through the decades and really shaped the conflicts in the Middle East up to the Arab Spring, where I think we saw recently, 2011, when the Arab Spring erupted, the ultimate tension point between America's sense of self-determination, as Wilson coined the phrase, and what we really desire, which is stability. Because we want to keep the region stable, yet we talk about democracy. And we're at a pivot point in foreign policy, I think, where those two aspirations have collided. And that's sort of the very wide framing of conflict in the Middle East that you see unfolding on this anniversary.
Charlie Senna is co-founder of Global Post and heads up the Ground Truth Project, a partner of ours here at WGBH. Thanks so much, Charlie.
Thank you.
There's a lot more about Charlie's project, The 11th Hour, at our website, pri.org.